Thank you, Bob, and good morning. The IPO Express might be slowing down a bit. There were two new public companies in Boston this week, and two lukewarm receptions in the marketplace. 11 Biotherapeutics, which makes drugs for eye diseases, raised $50 million in an IPO, but priced its stock well below the projected range. And vaccine maker Genosha Biosciences raised $66 million in its IPO and saw its stock remain flat. Even Dicerna Pharmaceuticals, whose stock tripled on its first trading day last week, has come back to earth. All in all, it's been a down week, and the market is looking selective, which might be very healthy in the long run. In other innovation news, Azuki Systems is the first big Boston tech acquisition of 2014. The Acton video software company is getting bought by telecom giant Ericsson in a deal that could impact how you watch TV on different devices. Our startup of the week is PillPack, the next-generation pharmacy company, which is backed by $4 million in venture funding, has just rolled out its online and mail-order service, which helps people keep better track of their medications. And lastly, where are all the East Coast tech jobs heading? A new report says internet companies saw more job growth in New York than in Boston over the past quarter and the past year. Something to keep a close eye on in terms of talent flow in our region. From the X-Economy Newsroom in Kendall Square, this is Greg Wong for WGBH Boston Public Radio.